You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brannan.
Tay-Tay says he'd feel way more safe. That's so bad, it's funny.
I liked it.
That one's so bad.
It's terrible puns!
Philip68 says Jerry isn't much fun at parties. Jerry's the narc who called in a little bit earlier. Troy on Twitter, I serve cops on DWI cases. Not much difference to Penn State to state. So I think it's all technicalities.
How quickly do you think in a conversation, a party, that Jerry mentions he has a security clearance?
If I had a security clearance, I'd mention all the time.
It's like, kind of like
if he's single, it could be a calling card.
It's kind of like airline pilots. You know, like how do you know someone's an airline pilot? They'll tell you. Same is true for vegetarians usually. I think security clearance with Jerry is probably up there.
How do you know someone visited Sedona over the weekend?
They told you.
Which, by the way, after my trip to Sedona and Arizona, I'm thinking about becoming a hippie. I really enjoy that lifestyle, I think.
Well, you told us, as soon as you get into the house, you strip down and you're barefoot. Until you leave the house again.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, so
I even take off my ring immediately.
Yeah, you're getting
sometimes
close
I
to
go
it.
In the backyard and ground. I like some good old wine. Yeah,
grounding thing.
I think we still have the clip.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Is that like riding a Johnny Cab on the original Total Recall? I don't think I've seen Total Recall.
No, I haven't seen it either.
Neither.
Waymo is in Austin already.
Oh,
saw
okay.
them this weekend, Brian.
Yeah, I looked at their website. It said coming soon. So
Brian would know. He doesn't know much about Austin. I'm not sure if Brian's ever stepped foot in the city of Austin.
I've been there many times.
Texter Blankers has rich and famous NBA homies. Was an NBA homie that has you rubbing elbows with the Tesla?
No.
Is it Akeem that has Tesla?
No, I don't think so.
Texter says that you can test drive Teslas off of the 290 dealership. You just sign up online, walk in, and they just let you take the car by yourself for an hour or so, then just return it. They don't sit you down and try to hard sell you at all. Great random date idea. That sounds like a terrible date idea.
It's horrible when you return it.
Like, that might be a fine thing to do, like, on a Saturday afternoon by yourself. Like, the wife and the kids are out of town. You've wanted to drive a Tesla, see how fast they go, which they do go fast. I was kidding. I have been in one. They go fast quickly. They're 0 to 60
it's
in,
like
a blink
golf
of an eye.
Without a governor.
Yeah, they're fast.
They
got some giddy up. There's no doubt about it. Like, that's one thing to do it if you really want to drive a Tesla, like, just see what it's like, but you're alone. But a date idea? Like, who wants to do that as a date?
Yeah, that's not very impressive. Like, hey, maybe I can't afford this, but let's go drive around for an hour, return it, and then get back into my old beater. Yeah.
There's a reason that you're still on these dates and that you haven't settled down, because your date ideas suck. They're brutal.
It is weird, like, out by us, there's like a strip mall that has like a Kroger in it, and then they have a Tesla showroom, and then they have Tesla
next to the Kroger?
Yeah, come right down, like just two doors down or a couple doors down from the Kroger, and then they said this is a Tesla charging spot in the parking lot where their spots are at night. I'm like, that's random. I would think it'd be like a big dealership with all these cars on the lot and everything like that, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah. What was the one that was like beeping nonstop, like at 6 a.m. in the morning
Waymo's.
In San Francisco? Was it Waymo?
It was Waymo's in San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have their own little lot, and they were they're constantly beeping, trying to, I guess, communicate with each other. Yeah. They couldn't figure out how to back into these spots.
Yeah, I do remember. I didn't realize it was Waymo. I had forgotten, but I remember that going on. Texter, you are going to end up on a giant auto manufacturing hit list for this conversation? Yeah, probably.
Not me. I said I'd get on one of them.
Well, I don't think that the giant auto manufacturing people want Waymos.
Oh, okay.
Right? Wouldn't that be bad for a big auto?
Yeah, they don't want that.
Big auto doesn't want that.
Joel, and you guys don't want to get in one, so you wouldn't wind up on the hit list.
Well, so we're good.
Either way, not all three of us would not be on the hit list.
Jeremy and I are good.
Yeah. I might be taken out by Big Auto.
Yeah. Big Auto's going to take you out. I like part of my hippie lifestyle, I like to go down wormholes on these conspiracies and stuff like that. This one isn't really a conspiracy, but you've heard the phrase, right? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know who created that phrase?
Kellogg.
Dr. Kellogg.
Really?
Dr. Kellogg. What did Dr. Kellogg specialize in?
Cereal.
Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal. Breakfast is not the most important meal of the day. In fact, it's the contrary. There's a lot of thought that not eating as long as you can, fasting, is actually very helpful for you. But we, as a society, have conditioned ourselves to think that breakfast is the most important meal of the day because Dr. Kellogg wanted to sell his sugary cereal. This is how we become obese as a society.
Dr. Kellogg.
Huh?
Wise move.
Genius.
On Dr. Kellogg,
but we're just a bunch of sheep. Oh, Dr. Kellogg, tell me I must eat sugary cereal every morning. It's the most important meal of the day. Like, this is how we've, as a society, become fat.
Kind of like Ray Kroc in the McDonald's thing. Right?
What is that one?
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
Isn't that nice?
They just pushed the fast food idea and it worked out for them.
Texture says, what an awful date, right? Like, that's one of the worst date ideas I've ever heard.
Terrible date.
Hey, sweetie, let's go into the Tesla and test drive it. That's why the dude's single.
Or is he trying to do it? The first date's a short date so he can make her believe that it's his Tesla?
It had to be. I mean, if you only have it for an hour, what are you doing on a 45-minute date or whatever you're doing?
Yeah, it might be a little late bringing this thing back. Depends on the date go, but bear with me. Work with me.
All right, Texter has given us a little bit more context here.
Okay.
Whoa! To clear up the date, it was with my wife that wanted to check them out, too.
That's definitely a little different. If you're married,
so you're already locked in, so it's not like a date with a perspective. It's a date for life.
Definitely wouldn't be doing this first date. Yeah, change it. We're still going to make fun of you, but it does make it a little bit more acceptable. Still questionable.
Nice dinner with your wife, or honey, let's go test drive a Tesla.
Yeah, sweetie, I want to never stop dating your wife. You know, what do you want to do this week? You want to go to a nice restaurant? You want to go out dancing? You want to watch the show? You can have a couple. No, let's go test drive a Tesla. It's still not very high. Not very high on the list. It's better that you're married than courting a lady, but it's still not very high.
No,
still not very high. I rented a Tesla for my daughter's birthday from Turo. Careful, though. She watches Tesla Wham Bam crashes on YouTube. That sounds kind of fun.
As long as it's not me.
To watch. I don't want to participate.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Didn't they used to have those places, here by the Galleria and certain places where, for the date idea, that you could rent, a Lamborghini or whatever, and they had cheap rates?
I'm sure that's existed. I've never heard of it, but that sounds like a solid business deal.
I think they'd park them out front right near the Galleria and say, rent me, cheap by the day.
It doesn't sound like a good idea, though, because if you pick up a girl on a first date driving a Lambo, how are you going to follow that up?
Exactly.
Either you got to admit that you're poor, or you got to find a way to actually have a Lambo.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea to do that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea, but I'm sure the business exists.
It's like the $1,000 millionaires, you know? It's going to catch up to you. Did y'all know that Tesla's self-repo that sells itself? I didn't know that. It makes sense, though.
Find its way back home?
Yeah, I guess if you're not paid up on the Tesla and they're going to repo your car, you don't actually have to hire a repo man. They just program it into the computer and
it'll just drive back to the dealer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is convenient. That's good.
You better afford your Tesla if you're going to buy a Tesla.
No more of people hiding it in their work parking garage. I've worked for people like that have been behind on car payments, so they'll park it in the parking garage.
But
they're
not as expensive as Mercedes and big high dollar cars, right?
I don't know.
You can get a Tesla pretty cheap.
Yeah, the Tesla SUV, which I thought was hundreds of thousands of dollars based on how people were freaking out over it and when they saw one on the road. But those are 80 grand or less.
No, they're not that bad.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
The lower price car, I forget the model, but that one's actually not crazy.
It's 45 to...
Maybe even less.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe even less. Teslas aren't fancy cars as a texture. They're actually affordable. Still rather Chuck E. Cheese than the Tesla first date. Kellogg's original cereal is extremely bland and not sugary. Okay, old. It was created as a part of Christian Science health spa scam cult. Interesting.
Special K would be the most boring.
There was also something
like
there's something along that lines with graham crackers as well. Graham crackers was the way that when it was invented as a like alternative by like a Christian group to say to like as a treat to keep people from doing more
chocolatey, really high sugar.
No, like drugs? Keep them away from sex and drugs. Here's a graham cracker. Like the history of graham crackers is weird.
Sweet life.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Sounds. I mean, this is way back, but. Hearing the thing about the cereal, there were some things like that way back that were pretty odd.
Should have been cheesecake. Also, I'm going to be the last person to buy electric, so I wouldn't. Pauly G probably thinks the Tesla date idea is a great idea.
I don't Maybe. Think so.
I don't know. He's still single.
He is still single, but Pauly, very picky. Pauly is...
But he drives like an old woman.
He does, but Paul's very into... Like, you hear his takes on every sport that's not football. He's very into the masculine, so I don't think he's going to... What? You hear Paul? You know, I mean, the way Paul talks, I don't know if he's going to do something that would be perceived as not a masculine date.
I don't think Paul's that masculine.
I don't know.
Do you?
No.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, like, feminine being 1,
like
masculine being 10.
The bravado is masculine.
I'm not talking
on
about...
On air, bravado is very masculine.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't think he'd want to present himself in a way that came off as not masculine.
He owns a cat.
He drives like Mrs.
So,
Garrett.
I own a cat.
Cat is not very masculine. Sorry, it is not.
I agree with that. 100%.
Let's scale it. 1 being feminine, 10 being masculine. Cat's probably at a 3.
I was going to say 2.
Maybe a 1.
So I'm feminine?
You're married and you have a kid. So that kind of that masculine part of
cat?
You has overrode
No,
the
I got
feminine
it for her once we got married.
There you go.
It's a little different. Like you're not living by yourself in an apartment with
right.
a cat.
If you, okay. as part of True. The deal, when you're getting hooked up with your now wife brought the cat to the deal.
Yeah.
That's different.
You have a cat with your family, which is still kind of feminine, but it's not as feminine as having a cat in a one bedroom apartment and you're the only person there.
If my wife and kids want a cat, it ain't happening. Just not a cat guy.
Yeah. I think breakfast is important depending on your job or training, Kristen Humble. I'm not saying it's.
Have reflux and try to have breakfast and see how that goes.
You can't have any breakfast?
I never do. I can't.
Breakfast literally means break fast, not necessarily eat raggedy cereal.
Okay,
I've never
cool.
heard the break fast thing. That's
okay,
the first
cool.
time I've heard that.
All right.
That means you're eating in your car on your way to work?
I have no problem doing that.
Which I knew you did.
I've never heard the break fast thing. Eat one egg in the morning every day. It's amazing for your brain. Thank you. Good night. I like to eat eggs for breakfast. Over well.
Shocker.
Over well with butter. What do you mean, shocker?
Eggs for breakfast. That's convenient since it's a. Yeah, it's
I love eggs.
The number one breakfast food, right?
I love eggs.
Yeah, eggs are great.
How do you eat your eggs?
Ketchup problem.
No, that's only if they suck. I've said that. if like we used to go in the media rooms and if they like we were playing an early game in New York and they served breakfast and the eggs were nasty, but it was the only thing that they were offering, then I'd put ketchup on them so I could eat them.
Yeah, I like mine. Sunny side up. You like a little runny? You dip the
bread? No, not runny.
I like over
Sunny
medium.
Side Up is ready. Is runny.
Sunny Side Up where you can still
Sunny
get
Side Up is
from.
Runny.
Yeah, Sunny Side Up is runny.
That's the
it's
most
a little
runny.
Bit, but not too bad.
I don't like the runniness of it. I eat mine over medium, over well.
Yeah, I'm over medium.
As a single man, excuse me for wanting a pet that's easier to take care of, not a literal dog who poops everywhere. Hey, I'm not blaming you, man. Different strokes for different folks. But on the scale of feminine masculine, it's more on the feminine scale. Not in the, hey, you do you. 2025, do whatever you want. We're not going to, anyway, we're going to judge, but you do what you want.
I'm not judging you.
Paul's show is great, but I'm sorry. Paul's as masculine as Tesla is gas powered. Kristen Humble.
Text of the day.
The most bad, a manly man friend I have has a hairless cat. Dude runs ultra marathons and trains Brazilian jiu-jitsu. The ultra marathons are nuts, man. I could never do that.
God, I don't think my knees.
You didn't have to include the word ultra first.
The ultras
to believe
are
you would
nuts.
Do it.
It's one thing to see the bumper stickers on the back of the car, the 13.1 or the 26.2s. When you see that 145, but whatever they are, I'm like, yeah, no.
Texture says catcher, three-letter word that starts with G. 713-780-ESPN. I didn't say it. Of the top 9 in the Western Conference, who would the Rockets beat in a 7-game series? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Some of you are getting way too liberal on the text line. Don't send us the crazy stuff. I don't want to hear about escapades or whatever. 713-780-ESPN. Don't send us that stuff. 713-780-3776. Ocho Branham, last night we witnessed the greatness of the Cougs when they faced an opponent they didn't follow the scouting report or blueprint on how to successfully defend them. It never ceases to amaze me how often that happens. Cool story. Wow. Ocho,
did you say sex league?
I almost did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I meant successfully. I can't read. We're dumbs on this show. I don't know why anybody expects us to be smart and intellectuals. I don't think anybody comes into the, you know, I don't think anybody from 3 to 6 turns into ESPN 97.5 is like, let's hear the brilliance that the Bees have to say today. I don't think that happens.
Well, definitely not grammatically correct.
I don't think that they look for us for brilliance, Blinkers.
Okay.
I don't think so. What do you think, Brian? Do y'all look at us for brilliance? 713-780-3776.
I think that would be misplaced.
Time slot?
It's very nice to say that. B. Hannon says Polly enjoys hot yoga and Pilates.
It's masculine.
That's not true, is it?
But I don't know.
I've never done hot yoga. I've tried yoga.
I've heard hot yoga. I've heard a lot of really masculine guys talk about how hot yoga is extremely effective.
Would you try it?
I would try it.
Okay.
Yeah,
sweat,
I would.
It's like 120 degrees in there. They said you're just going to sweat like crazy.
Yeah, you sweat everything out. I've heard. I mean, obviously, I've heard about it. I know about it, but I've never done the hot yoga. I've done regular yoga as part of P90X back in the day.
Oh, you were P90X,
bro? Back in the day. Yeah. Tony Horton, what's up? Yeah, Tony Horton and I were bros.
I didn't realize you're a P90X, P90X bro.
I mean, I never got through the full 90.
Was it Rome that got you into that? Because he was always always promoting the P90X.
I think it was my weight that got me into that.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, I remember.
What
I
got you out of it. Your weight?
My laziness. Oh. Yeah.
I'm saying the weight kind of came back and you got out of it.
Tony Horton. Shout out Tony Horton. I think Beachbody's still around, isn't it?
Maybe.
I think it is. I think Beachbody's still around. I don't know. But I believe that it is. There's something else here. I can't remember what it was. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Of the top teams in the West, top 9, top 10, how many would the Rockets beat in a 7-game series?
I think it's an interesting question simply because of the fact that everybody's looking at the Rockets and thinking, you know, top 2 or top 3 team in the West all year. Then other people I see on ESPN and other places saying the Rockets, you know, should win at least one playoff series this year. I'm like, but who are they going to beat? Because if you start from the top down, even the teams when you start getting to 6, 7, and 8 are going to be a dicey proposition. Like going into the All-Star break, it was going to be the Lakers and the Rockets. The Rockets would have home court. Who are you picking in that series?
Rockets and who?
Lakers.
Well, Rockets.
I'm taking the Lakers.
Going Rockets. I think LeBron's washed, and I think Luka's overrated. I'm like Nico, what is his name, Harrison?
Yeah, Nico Harrison. I completely disagree.
Give me the Rockets.
Luka flat out could kick. Luka was fat last year and carried his team to the finals.
Didn't beat the Rockets.
Didn't have to. They didn't make it. So he took the teams that were in his pathway and he put them on the side and kept going. I mean, there's no way, I'm sorry, but there's no way with what we're talking about teams, a team like the Rockets having problems closing games out is going to beat a veteran-laden team like the Lakers.
Let's go I through. Just don't see it. Let's, okay, go, let's go. Let's go. One. Well, you go 10 through 1 or 1 through 10.
Let's make it easy first. Let's go one. I think the easiest ones are going to be at the top.
All right, 7-game series against Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I go OKC there. 7-game series against Memphis.
Memphis.
I'll go Rockets there.
I think it's close. I think Memphis.
Don't the Rockets have the tiebreaker already over Memphis? Too?
Yes, they do. They won 3-4.
I'll take the Rockets there. Denver. It depends on who gets the home court advantage.
I don't think it matters.
I'll go home court advantage. Right now, it'd be Denver. Rockets-Lakers. We just talked about that one. Rockets-Clippers.
Clippers.
I'll go Rockets.
If they're healthy.
Well, that's a big if.
It is a big if. And they've made some moves to be better. Norman Powell's playing out of his mind. They got more shooting help at the deadline. And if Kawhi plays with James Harden, again, playoff experience matters.
I don't trust anybody with the first name Norman.
Okay. Huh?
So give me the Rockets there. Rockets in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That one's tough because I love Anthony Edwards.
And he's another guy capable of winning the series all by himself.
I'll go Rockets there, too. Rockets-Dallas.
Rockets.
Yeah, if If Anthony Davis is healthy, I think that's a really good team.
It's a good series. I think Clay is washed.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. So I think it becomes another one where if Kyrie or Anthony Davis go off, now you got serious problems. But I think depth in that situation matters, and I think the Rockets can run them into winning a series.
Yeah. I like Dallas if they're healthy, but how much can you trust street clothes? Sacramento.
Rockets.
Yeah, go Rockets, and then Golden State. Draymond guaranteed a championship.
Golden State beats the Rockets in a 7-game series as currently constructed.
I feel like they can't ever be Golden State. Golden State could be 10-72 on the year, and the Rockets could be 72-10. And I'm always going to pick Golden State to win a 7-game series over Houston. Yep, they're going to find a way to beat Houston.
It is their kryptonite. They cannot beat the Warriors, and now Jimmy Butler gives them an extra guy to go to. And they're playing. I think they've lost one game since they got Jimmy Butler, so we'll see. But I think that the Warriors would beat the Rockets.
It sounds like you think the Rockets are going to be one and done.
I do. I absolutely do think they're going to be one and done, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I just don't think. Because of the fact that they don't have a closing strategy and they don't have closers so far, and because of the fact that I think they have to get their feet wet and experience the playoffs.
Yeah. So you think they're going to be one and done?
I do.
You hate the Rockets?
I don't hate the Rockets. I mean, the bigger question too is where do they finish? Because you know, for as high as they've been, which was as high as two, they have a chance. As much as I said that I changed my prediction from being a play-in team to being the sixth seed, there's a legit chance down the stretch in these final 27 games they end up being a play-in team.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I think they'll make the top six, but it's in play. Like, it's in play that they don't finish in the top six.
Good news is they play Utah 3 times and New Orleans twice.
Yeah, their schedule's not that difficult after the stretch. It's one of the easier ones in the league, and you're getting healthy.
Yes, and you've got a good stretch coming up with home games. You got 10 out of the next 13.
Got to take advantage of that.
You have to take advantage.
Have to take advantage of that. Losing in the first round, though, I don't think is the worst thing for this team.
I don't either.
Because I think that it forces them to make a move.
Well, I think it's twofold. I think the first thing is, like I mentioned, I think to get all these younger guys some playoff experience, to understand what it means. It's one thing to play two games in three nights or 4 and 5 or whatever it is and realize it's a different animal to play playoff basketball. And the strategy, the way the game gets kind of mucked up and slowed down and it becomes more physical, they got to get their feet wet and understand that. And then, to your point.
Yeah, I think that both things are true. Like you could always use the learning curve. Texter P90X and Insanity Max nearly killed me, but chicks like my body afterwards. That's great for you, Texter. Don't worry if you don't ever get any further than that.
What came first, P90X or the Billy Blanks thing? When he was doing the kickboxing?
I think Billy Blanks was way before that.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, pretty sure. Paulie has a shake weight. Hashtag masculinity. Why are we banging on Paul all of a sudden? Branham sounds like a guy who only watches the Rockets. Ha ha. LeBron not losing us if he has Luka. I admit that. I don't watch NBA basketball other than the Rockets until the playoffs. You will not ever catch me watching NBA on TNT, whatever ESPN. I'm a college basketball guy. I watch the Rockets. I enjoy the Rockets. I enjoy NBA basketball, but I'm not going to watch random NBA teams like Milwaukee taking on Minnesota. Milwaukee versus Indiana. Lakers. I know you're an NBA guy. I'm a college basketball guy.
But I'm both.
I watch your basketball guy in general.
Yes.
I turn on the NBA outside of the Rockets in the playoffs. I am not an NBA regular season guy. I'll be the first one to admit that. Now, I'll watch every Rockets game, whether it's live or DVR. But outside of the Rockets NBA, not for me. Not until the playoffs.
Yeah, I you're right. I'm a basketball junkie. I love watching hoops. Last night was great to see all the college games on when there's nothing on. So, well, you got the Cougs on late. You got some good games. You got BYU blowing out Kansas. But, yeah, on a given night, I'm watching NBA. Would you watch high school basketball?
I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not going out of my way to watch
basketball. If there's top 25 in the country high school tournament matchups with some prospects, I like watching those games.
Only time that I really watch high school now is if it's a commit.
You one of your commits.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not... if they've got like a game where there's two or three guys that are like in the past, it used to be when Chet Holmgren played the guy, he's with the Cavaliers now, but he was the number one high school prospect in the country. And then he didn't pan out and Chet didn't. Chet, they both had like 35. I was like, okay, now I know those guys can play on the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty rare for me to do that, unless he's a commit. Now, back in the day, I would go to high school games, watch a lot of...
I like doing that. My dad used to do that.
It's a little different now, though, because, like, public basketball, public school basketball isn't as big. Like, a lot of these guys are going to prep schools now.
Yeah, in Houston, I think you're kind of blessed in the fact that there's normally a lot of talent in some of the games in the city where you can catch some pretty good matchups.
Yeah, but then they'll go prep.
Will they?
Yeah, they'll go prep. They'll spend a couple of years here locally, and then they'll go play their junior, senior years or just their senior year at like a Mount Verde or IMG Academy. Yeah. If they're that good, they're going to one of those prep schools. 713-780-ESPN.
There's a couple kids going to Duke from Houston, I think.
Shelton Henderson from Bel Air is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going. I guess he was one of the ones that did not. I mean, it's not 100%, but most go to the prep schools. 0392, CrossFit is all people need. Yeah, but then you have to, like, work out and stuff. What's your box? 0392. All right. Ja Morant. Rumors are out there that he could be had in the summer. Is he the name or a name that you wish the Rockets would acquire? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. We're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ocho says you're referring to the great Anthony Bennett, the biggest bust in NBA history.
I'm not. I'll look it up. Anthony Bennett is the greatest bust in NBA history.
Shout out to CrossFit Mag Zero. Get me in your box. I just name dropped you. Get me in the box. Let me get in there and embarrass myself. I'll do a pull-up or two. Oh, come on, Ocho. He says Jarris Walker's Anthony Bennett 2.0. Ocho, you're banned for the rest of the day. You're banned for the rest of the day. You cannot text the show again for the rest of the day. You can try back tomorrow.
Anthony Bennett, former Rocket.
That's right.
They picked him up and they got rid of him before he ever played a game.
Didn't they also pick him up and then, like, check his eyes?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they did. I think that they signed him.
Check his eyes for what?
And, like, bad vision.
They were trying to equate that to his failure.
You know how sometimes like they do this with baseball players? Like he they can't hit and like, oh, it's great to get your eyes checked. They did that with Anthony Bennett. I don't know if they got on contacts
or got
on glasses.
Ben Simmons yet?
But
baseball players and wide receivers, Nike has the tech. They develop something in their labs that actually improves your vision.
What
you're saying?
Carrots?
It's like all electronically driven to how your eyes focus.
LASIK surgery?
I've had LASIK.
No, it's not LASIK surgery. It's literally electronic exercises for the pupils that teach you to refocus or focus quicker.
LASIK, I mean, my eyes are my superpower, actually. Like, I'll see things that my family cannot, and they get mad at me whenever I do that. I have 20/15 vision.
Sick brag.
I have 20/15 vision. Yeah.
Is that good?
It's great for my professional career. Yeah. It's good to see.
It's good when you're calling games
for
teams that numbers and uniforms suck.
I feel like cheaters are coming soon, though, because that doesn't help the your short vision or whatever it's called. What's it, nearsightedness? I feel like that's
coming.
Wait, whatever.
It's the opposite. Like, if you can't see up close,
you're
farsighted.
Oh, yeah, you can see far. Yeah, you're right. So I feel like that's coming. I feel like cheaters are probably a few years away. So, yeah, we'll see about that. Oh, Ron Holland? Was it Ron Holland, Blinkers?
No.
Was it Amani Bates?
Yes, that's who it was, Amani Bates. It was Amani Bates against Chet Holmgren in, two of the top-rated teams in the country, and everybody was saying Amani Bates is going to be the best player coming out, and then Chet went for, 35 and 25.
Amani went to Memphis for that one year.
He did.
And then he transferred to, was it
Eastern Michigan?
Michigan,
indeed.
He actually put up numbers at Eastern Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That's what saved him to get at least drafted in the second round.
Yeah, he's with the team,
right?
The Cavs,
that's what I'm saying. He was with the Cavs. He's
a two-way, or is he on their?
No, he was on their roster.
He's on their roster?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got talent.
First year he was a two-way.
He's still talented. Like, he's probably, overranked or whatever. Ja Morant, there's stories out there, reports out there, that he could be attainable in the summer. They don't want to pay him the Supermax, kind of the Luka thing, which I can understand Memphis not wanting to do that. Would Ja Morant be a player that you would want the Rockets to acquire?
Yes, indeed. Ja Morant, at his age, with his basketball ability. I understand that the off the court is a totally different issue, but just in terms of his basketball abilities and his ability to be a go-to type guy that can take it to the basket and hang in the air, that can make key shots, big shots, and is a good enough shooter. John Morant would definitely be one of those guys that I'd be willing to make a move for.
Does his shooting concern you? Because, like, he wouldn't cure the outside shooting problem the Rockets have.
Not a three-point shooter per se, but what I like is he's a clutch shooter. I like the fact that he makes big shots, and the Rockets have seen some of this when they've been in close games with Memphis, where, you know, maybe Memphis didn't win the game at the end of the night, but when a big shot needs to be made, they can go to Ja, and you can almost expect he's going to either get to the line or he's going to get two. And I think that that's something that they are sorely missing. So I would and if it's Jalen Green as part of a deal for Ja Morant, I'm in.
Why is he only playing 29 minutes a game?
Because they're still nursing him from his shoulder. Hmm. They're watching his minutes and everything because he's still dinged up.
Is it his shooting shoulder?
That I don't know.
Hmm. His shooting scares me. Like, he's an incredible talent. His athleticism, controls the ball. His shooting on the floor, is what concerns me more than his off-the-court stuff.
Well played.
Like, the off-the-court stuff to me is kind of, like, immature. Like, hopefully he's grown out of that. Well, I'm willing to roll the dice on that. But his I'm more concerned about his three-point shooting than, like, silly guns on Instagram.
It's just the fact that I can't just completely dismiss off the floor because it's multiple episodes with him and his inner circle of friends that have gotten the NBA to ban the friends and be concerned and bring in extra security. That's a problem because now you're putting a lot of money and a lot of weight into a guy that might do something to screw it up that has nothing to do with an injury. Yeah. But I think that overall, yes, I can see how you could be concerned, but I also think that if you're playing with the right guys around you, I think that he can get more open shots, which will help. But, you know, some guys, Dwayne Wade wasn't a three-point shooter. Jimmy Butler's not a three-point shooter. The fact that he's able to create, he also is good at finding others when the defense, you know, kind of collapses on him. And I think that he has so much offensive skill that I'm willing to live with that.
Yeah, I'm in. I like John Morant the player. Now the 3-point shooting is something that would be it does not help you. Like if you're trading Jalen Green and pieces for John Morant, Jalen Green's a better 3-point shooter than Ja by a pretty substantial amount. But I think Ja is a better complete player.
I was going to say, if you need a point guard at the end of a game, I'm going with Ja before I'm going with Jalen.
No doubt. Yeah, give me Ja Morant.
Amani Bates is still on. He's still on the Cavs roster.
So it's not. Is he on the full time or is he a two way?
Full time. 6'8". He's the size 6'8".
No, he's
21.
He's got skill. Texture absolutely about Ja. Going to be a lot of Morant jerseys hung in Houston strip clubs. Oh. I mean, they had Harden. Amon, Ja, and Şengün might make the worst offense in the NBA. Worst offense in the NBA? Why? That's an upgrade. Ja over Jalen's an upgrade offensively.
Amen?
Yeah, Amen, Ja, and Şengün might make the worst offense in the NBA, says the texter.
I don't think so.
XX says Ja would be cool as long as he leaves that fake gangster bad word in Memphis.
It's one of his buddies he's talking about?
Do you think that's why Memphis doesn't want to pay him the Supermax? Is because of the off the court?
I think so.
That's like, this is all speculation, well,
and
of course.
Again, but also speculate the fact that no one would know better than what they have to deal with the fact that whoever's coming to the game and whatever threats are being made and weapons being used and lasers on guns being pointed.
It needs to be accurate.
I'm just saying that if anybody knows what that possibly could be a detriment on a daily basis, it's the home team.
Yeah. I think totally guessing, but I think that is the case. 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day? What are you nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! I'll give you a f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. Coming up after us, Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis will have Dynamo gaffer Ben Olsen on with him. Dynamo get their season started this weekend. First match.
Facing FC Dallas.
And then rivalry.
Match two. Messi's coming here.
The Texas Miami? Derby. The the first match for the Dynamo is FC Dallas?
But yeah, first match is FC Dallas. You get the
Texas
rivalry.
Texas Derby.
And then the game two, you get Messi.
It's one of the biggest rivals in the entire MLS.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right. It's not like time. Disheveled and wrinkled. You get soccer.
It actually might be the biggest rivalry in all of football. The Texas Derby.
I don't know if I go that far.
El Clasico is nothing.
I don't know if I go that far.
Texas Derby. I'm just telling you. They battle for El Capitan. They give out the big
cannon.
The
yeah.
winner, the winner, El Capitan, goes to the winner of the Texas Derby. Mm. That's bigger than El Clasico. You don't think so?
No.
We'll get Glenn's thoughts on
that. Yeah, we'll ask him to leave the show on it.
But that's at 6. Comic-Cast is at 8. And then the mid-card, Hall of Fame with Brad Gilmore and Booker T.
Two-time Hall of Famer and Booker T.
Yeah, Stevie Ray was always the better member of Harlem Heat, though.
Oh, come on now.
Stevie Ray was the better brother.
Now you're just getting absurd.
What's your car wreck of the day?
Stevie Ray, but
713-780-3776. Blankers, what's your car wreck of the day?
The first one happened last night. I don't know if you saw it or not. Probably not. You were busy. Duke women's basketball got deep. To start the second half, Louisville came out and intentionally lined up going the same basket they were using in the first half. Duke just went out and guarded them. That was the wrong half. They switched. They went in and got a free layup because Duke fell asleep and didn't know which end of the court they were supposed to be on. And Louisville got a free 2 points.
Really?
Yeah.
So someone just leaked out to the other end and got a free layup?
Yeah, so the girl was laughing the whole
way.
Women's
basketball.
They inbounded at midcourt. Yeah, she caught it, just kind of chuckled all the way down, going, gotcha, and laid up the ball.
That's crazy.
Why would you waste that in a regular season game?
It's not a trick play. The defense was asleep.
They just kind of
walked
on the
floor.
Yeah, but
if you're lining up on
the
wrong side of the court to trick them, that is a trick play. I'm just saying I'd use it for a more important game, but whatever.
Yeah, I see
your point. It's like using your best fake punt in week 12.
Yeah, but a lot of the fake punt stuff is game plan specific. Yeah. Like they see something on film that makes that play good against that defense. Yeah.
What the women did was
a
game plan
by that blocked field goal.
Probably
they
not.
They seen it on film all
year. Yeah. It's like, I hate that take, though. Oh, they should have saved their best trick play for another week. It's probably not available to them because it's what they see that week.
Well, when would they have ever seen that?
No, I agree with you on the women's game. No, I agree with it. Like, that to me is more trick than game plan specific. But I'm talking about it from the football element. I agree with you on that.
Kara Lawson, the ex-ESPN analyst at All-American, is the head coach at Duke. You think she'd be smarter than that?
You would. Brandon probably thought Jannetty was the better rocker over Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels is my favorite of all time, so that is not the case. He's my favorite.
You seem like more of a Bret Hart guy.
Absolutely not. Couldn't stand Bret Hart. He was dull. He was more boring than Booker T.
I can't wait for this match.
I'm going to nominate the NBA viewership for the All-Star game. Down 13% since last year. It's down 80% since the best ever, since its peak. 80% from the peak NBA All-Star Game viewership.
Did it
say when that peak was?
State.
No, I didn't say.
Draymond was bashing that, too, talking about our games uninteresting.
He's not wrong.
There's more time given to Kevin Hart than there was actual playing of games. Yeah, it's a disaster. It's not savable.
What do you got, Brian?
My car wreck of the day nominee goes to a certain man we have a drop for.
Never.
Billionaires asking
quit.
For our money, not a dime, Houston Texans. Move. I don't care.
I don't understand why y'all have such a problem with billionaire owners panhandling.
/ S.
I don't know where you get y'all. I was with you.
I was just a joke. I just wanted to say billionaire panhandling.
Yeah, that's a pretty funny image. Cal McNair out in the flipping hats and trying to get people to put money in.
I mean, you're flipping burgers for a few bucks. He knows what it's like to
the hard times.
Dusty not...
Rhodes, son of a plumber. Well, actually, he's son of a billionaire. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Hard times.
Maybe,
for
Bob, maybe Bob's the son of a plumber. I don't know.
They need a new stadium. Hard times. He's flipping burgers for a few bucks to try to raise funds for a new stadium. I'm on Cal's side on this.
I know.
I want a new stadium in Houston.
Brandon's with Team Billionaire.
Team Billionaire.
Did you see the other one I had?
No.
University of Illinois basketball, retired Terrence Shannon Jr.'s jersey. Mm-hmm. And when they dropped the banner, it was upside down.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. He had a good look. Now, he's doing a really good thing. They made a T-shirt when about the whole episode and how you turn your life around when you're dropped upside down or something like that, and all the proceeds are going to charity. So good on him for being a good sport about it. It's a horrible look for anybody returning a jersey.
It is a bit of a stretch to be like, life turned upside down. Bro, you got your jersey retired and it just happened to be upside down. Like, you're not living tough here, you know? Like, it is good, charitable cause, all that's great, you know, making a making light of a debacle of a situation. But he's doing okay. He's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, turning something out of your jersey retirement is a bit of a first world problem complaint.
Yeah. Car wrecks of the day, Ocho. Ocho is banned, so we're not going to read that his car wreck of the day is Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. He's banned for the rest of the show, so we're not reading Ocho's text that the car wreck of the day is easily Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks, who lost by 30 in Provo last night.
Is this press conference? We need some time away from each other.
There's some rumors out there. You're familiar with this college basketball referee, Jeffrey Anderson? He's called High Knees. High Knees. He's the guy who runs with the high knees. He injured his high knees while running in his hotel. He's going to be out for a few days. College basketball
running
referee.
In the
running
hotel?
Outside?
He's like running around his room. Running around. High knees running around his room. Jeez. And then Tiger Woods in the stupid TGL. Yeah. Not a fan. TGL's dumb. Tiger tried to hit a wedge into a 199-yard shot.
He landed on the caddy who says that the
caddy said 99.
Yeah.
Which it's hard to tell distance off a monitor.
Right, but normally on the PGA Tour, you don't say the first number.
Right. Now, what's winning?
Billionaires.
No, I think it's Duke basketball.
Let's go Duke basketball. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank on Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Goodbye.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.